This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a story about people living on the streets and the businesses that share those streets. Jeff Tyler reports from Los Angeles, where the number of homeless people is up 12% in 2 years, and people are living in encampments in the shadow of the shiny skyscrapers.
On Skid Row, there's activity 24 hours a day. On block after block, people sleep in tents and live on the sidewalks. But on those same streets, companies are trying to do business.
I would call it a war zone down here.
Mark Shinbain is president of Orcal Corporation. It's a seafood distribution company that's operated here since 1961. The neighborhood has always had issues, but Shinbain says they've gotten much worse.
There's a lot of thievery. We've had people break into the property. They've stolen equipment, copper, off the roofs.
He says homeless people have threatened and tried to assault his staff. The situation makes it hard to hire new workers.
Because they see the area, they drive by, and they keep on driving. So we have to interview more people. I may have to offer higher wages in certain cases to get people to come down and work. It's a real challenge.
If you can hear my voice, clap twice. If you can hear my voice, put on your wings.
This school, Inner City Arts, has some students who are themselves homeless. But increasingly, the people living on the surrounding streets are more aggressive. Bob Smiland is CEO at the school.
For 25 years, we did not feel the need to have a security guard at our entry gate, and now we do. And that's an increased cost for the campus that takes away from the free education we're providing the students.
Security and sanitation issues have forced businesses to chip in for the Downtown Industrial Business Improvement District, which pressure washes sidewalks and employs security guards. Executive Director Raquel Beard says members pay according to the size of their business.
So some can be as much as $20,000, $30,000 a year.
Beard says some companies have moved, but selling property on Skid Row isn't very profitable.
You can't get the money that you would get in other parts of downtown.
Critics talk about gentrification driving the poor from downtown Los Angeles. But Beard says gentrification hasn't come to Skid Row, and she doubts it ever will. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.